You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. Special treat for you guys today. I'm joined by Giants second round pick, edge defender, Azeez Ojulari out of Georgia. Azeez, how you doing? Thank you very, very much for making some time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. I mentioned to you before we started that I'm doing better right now than I will be about an hour from when we finish, because I get to go get my second vaccine poke today. This is more fun than that. Gotta do what I've got to do. Hey, let's get right into talking about the Giants. And by the way, congratulations on landing in New York.
Thank you.
Hopefully that turns out to be a good place for you. I know, I know the Giants made me look smart, because I was calling for them to pick you in the draft. I thought it was a great fit, you know, between you and the Giants. I'm going to guess that you've heard that a lot over the last week or so, that the Giants were a really good fit for you. You've seen it written in the media quite a bit.
Definitely.
How does that make you feel? That so many people are, you know, think that this was a really good selection for the Giants to make, and that it's a really good place for you to land.
Yeah. It makes me feel really good, because I feel like it is, to be honest, because there's certain things that we did in Georgia that definitely just correlates to what the Giants are doing. So I've been doing it for the past three years I've been in Georgia. So it's going to really correlate to the New York Giants, and it's going to be good for me as a perfect fit.
And of course, you know, you have some former Georgia teammates joining you, or you'll be joining them with the Giants, and we'll get into a fun thing or two maybe about Andrew Thomas in a minute. But just as far as a comfort level, you know, Andrew's there, Tay Crowder's there. I think you're familiar with some of the coaches, at least from the collegiate recruiting process. Does that help your comfort level coming to New York?
Yeah, definitely. I'll say definitely do, just knowing that I have some players that I already know and been talking to before that we have a relationship with. So it's definitely going to help. And also Lorenzo Carter, he played at Georgia too. So he was recruiting me to come to Georgia, and he plays my position. So having him there too as an older guy is going to be really helpful.
All right. So we've got to get into Andrew Thomas a little bit. You poked Andrew a little bit when you were selected by the Giants, and said you said you beat him every day at practice. How well did he take that?
We used to go at it every day at practice. Good on good, you know. He wins sometimes, I win sometimes. So it was just basically us getting better, going against each other every day. Good on good, just that battle, just always good.
All right, so you were his roommate for a while. I don't know how long were you his roommate at Georgia now?
I was roommates for like 3 years, two years.
All right. So you know him really, really well. I need the dirt here. I need the good stuff. What is he like to live with, and what is the one thing he does that drives you insane?
Nah, he's really cool though. He's chill to live with. He's a great person to live with. I mean, he really be just chilling on himself by his good vibes, just watching movies, playing the piano, probably just, he really just like really chill. Might play spades with him, you know. He's a chill guy, but what I say he don't, what I don't like, it's not too much really, because he really don't be doing much. He really don't be doing much.
He's not a slob. He picks up after himself, all that stuff.
Exactly. So, man, it's nothing.
Oh, he doesn't. Nope. He doesn't play piano at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to sleep.
Nah, he respect the time.
Oh, I had to ask. So, but anyway, let me ask you about, about something else that we've read a lot about, we've heard a lot about, which is your heritage, your Nigerian heritage. I wanted to ask you about. Mm-hmm. Just tell me how important that is to you and just how you try to honor it, you know, as you go forward in your football career.
Yeah, it's definitely important for me, because you're seeing my parents come from Nigeria and they work so hard for everything that they got. So it's basically just me seeing them work as hard as they can. I just want to give it all back to them. Just keep the tradition going. Just never stop working hard for everything that I want, no matter what it is. Just keep working hard and keep my head down, just knowing that it's going to come through with the hard work that I put in. And just knowing, just wanting to get back to Nigeria for sure. Just basically all the kids that look up to me there, just want to make sure I'm a perfect example for them.
Have you spent some time there?
No, I haven't, but I definitely want to get some time, find some time to get go up there.
Okay, so I have to ask, we have to get into the knee stuff and the fact that you dropped mm-hmm. into the second round of the draft. I'll be honest. Sure. I mean, I do a million, we do mock drafts and we do all mm-hmm. that stuff. And I would have considered you, until all the knee stuff came about, you know, I thought you might go at 11 to the Giants, sure, to be honest with you. How surprised were you when all the knee stuff came up?
I was shocked. I was surprised, because I was like, where was this? This never was a factor with me playing like the whole season. I never missed no practices, no games, no nothing. I was always there. So I was like, it just came up out of nowhere. And just I don't know what happened, who put it out, but like, I don't have no issues with my knee. So it was crazy, because like, it just shocked me, like, because I'm 100% healthy. So I was like, wow.
And this was the knee injury that you had was in high school, from high my school, understanding. Right. And yeah. And then all of a sudden they're throwing around words like degenerative lower leg condition is what I was
reading.
Saying,
it's like, what is that?
Yeah, you hadn't heard that one either.
At
huh?
all. Nope.
No.
I have not.
No. Interesting. Interesting. You wonder where it came from. But but hey, I do have to ask you, back to Andrew Thomas for a minute. It's just something that he said about you. I mean, and I've heard this from other guys. First thing I want to ask you is, you were a captain as a redshirt freshman at mm-hmm. Georgia. How much does yeah. that mean to you that, you know, that teammates, and I think Andrew Thomas yeah. had said, you know, he doesn't care about the glory. And he cares sure. about his teammates. He cares about doing things right. How much did that mean to you to be a captain at that early in your career and to get that kind of respect from your teammates?
Yeah, it means a lot. Just knowing that your teammates could count on you or respect you at a young age, when since coming in, just all I knew was hard work and just trying to get better every single day and trying to get my teammates better. And just, you know, just trying to be a leader as a young guy, you know, doing it the right way, just leading by example, being on time with everything, just giving 100% effort, doing it the right way, the Georgia way. So I just came in doing that, and people just followed my lead, and, you know, it was good from there, really.
It wasn't something, it was just you being you. It wasn't you right. seeking a leadership role. It's just the way that you are. And
right, yeah, the way I am.
And the way that you, obviously, I would think, intend to pursue your NFL career as well.
Yes, sir.
Did I read, I think, did you say a couple of years back that Von Miller is the guy, is the model for the guy that you would really like to be?
Definitely.
And definitely. Is that just because of talent? Is that because of play style? Why Von Miller?
I say play style and just what he could do. He's an all-around player. The way he play, you know, we all know he can sack the quarterback. He get the ball out of the quarterback, the big thing, force some turnovers. He can set the edge, stop the run. He's just an all-around player, and I just feel like I could bring that to the game.
And that, you know, it's funny that you bring that part of it up, because that, when I looked at your game and I looked at the Giants and what they do at Georgia, they didn't ask you to just rush the passer, did they? They asked you to do some other things, drop in coverage a little bit, you know, play the edge, defend the run. So I assume, you know, you come to the NFL thinking, you know, wanting to show that you can do all of those things.
Yep, definitely want to, because I did it at Georgia. So, you know, I just want to show them I'm a versatile player. I could do, I'm an all around guy. So just definitely want to show them I could do it for sure in the NFL.
And the other thing that I want to ask you about, I talked to Coach Lanning a week or so ago about you. And the one of the things that you read all the time, you know, when you read scouting reports and you watch your game and you talk to draft analysts and all that, is they say, oh, Azeez Ojulari, man, he had a lot of success at Georgia, but he's got one pass rush move. He's got one move. It's like, I mean, I can tell just from your reaction that you get tired of hearing that one.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Just tell me, you know, Coach Lanning said, look, it's one move, but it's an elite move. Mm-hmm. Just tell me, you know, how you feel, you know, when you hear that.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about getting to the quarterback. Whatever you use to get to the quarterback efficiently, if you could do it with that one move, you don't got to have like 1,000 moves. You can do it with the one move and work continuously. I won't say keep going to it till you got to switch it up or something. Just work around it. I say no break was not broken. So, you know, just keep working it. If it ain't working, try something else. Because that's not the only move I got, but it's just the most effective move that I've been using to get to the quarterback and it works. So, if not, I'll just try something else. I'm going to find something else that's going to work. So, at the end of the day, just get to the quarterback.
Yeah. So you're tired of hearing that too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I honestly don't blame you, but you do feel like there's definitely more in your arsenal at this point.
Definitely is.
And you're only, am I right, you're only 20 years old at this point.
Yes, sir. You're right.
So that's the other you know, strange thing is Andrew Thomas was the youngest player on the roster a year ago. And I haven't looked at it entirely, but I'm pretty sure that you're going to walk into training camp as probably the youngest player, you know, on the Giants roster when they start training camp. I'm curious if that's kind of strange for you to think, you know, I'm going to be the youngest guy in the building here.
I mean, we're coming to work now, so. Yeah, I don't think about the age now, just about what we do out there on the field, you know, play the game, the way we play the game. No matter how young you is, what's inside you is that heart. So, you know, you got to bring it every day. You know what it is, it's business. It's time to work. So, you know, I'm going to be ready.
And I'm curious what Andrew and maybe Tay, and if you've reached out to Lorenzo at this point, I'm curious what they've told you, you know, about the difference from, you know, from college to the NFL. I mean, you played at a big time program where it was serious business, but you still had to go to class. You still had other things you had to do. About the difference in the NFL life, you know, versus playing college football.
Yeah. So really it's just like they told me the game speed is faster for sure. Everyone's faster out there. But at the end of the day, they say it's just football again, you know, it's football. you know, it's just football at a faster pace. You know, at the end of the day, you've been playing your whole life. So just get ready to work and learn it and ready to just go out there and do what you do.
And I'm curious also, you know, you practiced against Andrew every single day. Andrew didn't have, you know, by a lot of accounts, he didn't have a tremendous, you know, rookie season. Do you learn from that at all, that he didn't just walk into the NFL and be, you know, a dominant player right away?
Yeah, definitely. Cause definitely, you know, everyone's good at the league. Everyone's good. So the competition level is very high, good on good, every single snap, every single play. So, you know, just coming in, learning from the older guys that are already there, just taking what I can learn from them and using it, adding it to my game, definitely tremendously helped me coming into this next level for sure.
All right. And I think we talked about it. You talked about it a little bit. The defense that you guys ran at Georgia, mm-hmm. really, you know, obviously Patrick Graham does a lot of different things, but you feel like what you did at Georgia is pretty similar to what you're going to be asked to do in New York, to what, you know, as far as what they ran.
Definitely. I feel like it's going to be similar for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be similar.
All right. Hey, and how much are you looking forward to rookie minicamp coming up this weekend? First chance to get on the field with some of your new teammates. Obviously, yep. The veterans won't be there, but your first chance to get around and really get in the building and really start your career. How much are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait, man. Just get up there, ready to work and learn from the coaches. And, you know, just ready to just start my career as a New York Giant. Just can't wait.
All right. Hey, Aziz, I don't really have anything else for you. I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with me. Thank you very, very much. Best of luck to you. And
appreciate it.
I'm crossing my fingers that there's a little bit of media access to minicamp this year. So we actually get to meet you and your fellow rookies in person.
Right. Definitely.
All right. Cool. Hey, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Yes, sir. All right,
bye. Hey, bye-bye. All right, Giants fans, hope you enjoyed that interview with second-round draft pick Aziz Ojulari, edge rusher. The Giants are hoping will give a big boost to their pass rush in 2021. Please, you know, keep reading Big Blue View. Keep checking out our podcasts, work done by Chris Flum and Joe DeLeon, as well as Nick Filato, as we continue to try to bring you the best guests we can, the best discussion that we possibly can about your New York Giants. Check out our Instagram page, our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, join our website at bigblueview.com to join the discussion with other Giants fans. As always, Giants fans, take care of each other out there, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.